92.1 FM. Welcome back. Darren Haw, City of Mauston Administrator. I have an awesome person in the studio with me today. You might know her. Her name is Bridget Christensen. She is the Library Director for the Hatch Public Library. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
For those of you that have not been listening and are just tuning in now, we had some other city employees on air. We had our Chief of Police, Mike Zilich, on earlier, along with our Public Works crew, with Director of Public Works, Rob Nelson, Park Superintendent Jordan Wilkie, and Sean Dutton, who is our Utility Superintendent. So I urge you to go back and listen to those if you get a moment. But this is Bridget's Hour. Bridget's got a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about, a lot of stuff that she wants to share that's going to be good public knowledge. Let's talk about your library services.
So for listeners who don't know, the Hatch Public Library is a department of the City of Mauston. We are governed by a 7-member library board. We have that is appointed by the mayor, the city mayor. We have a 10-person staff, and they are mostly part-time. We are funded primarily by tax dollars, the city's tax and county tax.
So I have to stop you right there.
Yes.
10 members in the library.
10
employees,
staff.
My apologies.
Yes,
10 staff.
That's right.
That's quite a few employees.
Yep.
That must make your hours to be open early and late.
That's true. We open at 9 every morning, and we're open until 8 o'clock p.m. Monday through Thursday, and we also are open on Fridays and Saturdays, too. So, yeah, we are open at your convenience.
Yeah, I like that.
And we have a lot of online services, too. So even those hours, like on Sundays or overnight when we're closed, we have lots of digital services. You can still check out books digitally, e-books, with the Libby app or with Hoopla app. All you need is your library card for those.
And that's it, just a library card?
You need your library card.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyone can get a library card.
How do you get a library card?
You walk. Well, there you can get it online. So if you go to the library's website, www.hatchpubliclibrary.org, you can get a library card. Right on that front page is a link. You click on it and you fill out the form and you can get a library card that way. Or you can walk into the library and get a card at the front desk. You need...
Immediately? Like if you walk in, they'll print you one right there. Does it get mailed to you?
Immediately. You do need to have proof of address.
Okay. So if you don't have a driver's license or an ID, say something in the mail?
That's right. You can bring a piece of mail, a bill, check. You know, if some people use checks still.
Checks are still a thing.
But you need something with your address on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A current address. That's right.
Okay. I know I interrupted you earlier as you were talking about your services, but I had a few clarifying questions I think would be good for the public.
That's right. So anyone can get a card. They're free. It's free to get the card. But then once you get it, you have access to all the things that the library does, including not just books. So lots of people aren't aware of the other things you can check out when you're at the library. In addition to ebooks and streaming services that I mentioned before, Libby and Hoopla, and Canopy is another streaming service that you can get stream movies, films with your library card. We also have, and books, of course we have books and magazines, but some non-traditional things that we check out are pickleball sets. So if you want to play, if you've never played pickleball and you're not sure if it's for you, you can come to the library and check out a pickleball
set.
Yes. The
paddles, whatever.
Yes.
I don't play pickleball. So
yes. Do you play the ukulele?
I can't
would
say
you
that
like,
I do.
Would you like to? Because you can check out ukuleles in the library. you could check out disc golf sets. You could check out hotspots. So if you don't have internet access at home, or if you you can check out a hotspot at the library, things like a Watts reader. Do you know what that is?
A watch reader?
Watts.
W-A-T-T-S.
So if you want to know, that's right.
Electricity.
Yes, a tester.
So the answer to that is yes, I know what Watt is.
Yeah, a radon tester you can check out. You can check out, well, we call them discovery kits. And so it's like a pack of stuff based on a subject, and it's a backpack. You can check out, for little kids, these things called read-along books. And it's a picture book, but then it also talks to you. It reads the book to you, and then it tells you to turn the page, and we have a...
That sounds convenient. I mean,
it's fun.
I can read,
they're really beautifully illustrated, and, well, they're for kids. But we have a pretty large homeschool collection, so sets of curriculum for homeschoolers or virtual schoolers, and you can check those out for as long of a period of time, like a semester or for a school year.
So can I follow up with a question on that?
Sure.
So earlier you mentioned hotspots that people could check those out.
Yes.
I'm assuming that there's not an unlimited supply of hotspots, that there's a limited supply of hotspots, and it's first come, first serve, or can you reserve them? And once you do have them, how long can you have them?
There is a limited number of hotspots. You come in and see if one's available, and if they're all checked out, you can get on the list or in line. And when your turn is up, we give you a call. You have a couple days to pick it up, and then you get it for a week. They're one week checkout.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good time. I didn't know if it was, say, 24 hours or a day.
So. Yep, you get it for a week.
Okay.
So lots of items that community residents can check out and use for free from the library, all sorts of things, not just books, although that's a big part of it.
I would say so. I'm going to go back to a resource that I think the library has that's in-house that hasn't been mentioned but stems from the hotspots is Wi-Fi. Can somebody use the library Wi-Fi if they want to come in and, say, do homework or get on their laptop and surf the web, research, yep, et cetera?
That's right. Just come in with your own device, any phone or tablet or laptop, you can come in and use the Wi-Fi, the library's Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And you can print too from your own device now. There's a app that you put on your phone or your tablet, and then you print right to our printer. You can print in color, you can print in or black and white, and it works pretty seamlessly.
Very nice. Very nice. Bridget, we got to take a break. 92.1 FM, Darren, City Administrator, City of Mauston, Bridget Christensen, the director of the library at the Hatch Public Library. Stay tuned. We will return. And just so you're aware, I think we found out where Murph is. He is not here this week, but I think we know where he is. I think he is on a beach somewhere. I just don't know where. We are going to find out. So stay tuned. Welcome back, 92.1 FM. Darren Haw, City Administrator for the City of Mauston. I have in studio with me Bridget Christensen from the Hatch Public Library. She is a library director over there. For those of you that are just tuning in, we have a lot of good stuff to go over in this hour. We've already talked about services that the library provides, its hours, the materials, different technology that it provides as far as what you're able to check out, how you check it out. So I urge you to go back and listen when you can. But right now I'd like to talk about the type of technology besides, say, a hotspot that the library has to offer for the folks that need this stuff. An example of a piece of technology would be a laptop, but I'm not going to go into it. Bridget, please enlighten us.
Thanks, Darren. Thank you. So the library does have laptops in addition to hotspots, but we have laptops available for patrons to check out. You need a library card, of course.
Okay.
And it has to be in good standing, which means not too big of a fine.
That's fines, right. Yeah. We don't like fines.
Not too big of a fine. But you just come in and ask at the front desk to check out a laptop, and you can check it out for the day.
Okay.
You can check out a mouse also.
Okay. I have to ask, is there an age restriction to some of this stuff?
There's an age restriction. Okay, you don't quote me on this. I think it's patrons 6 and older can check out a laptop.
Okay.
But they have to have sign on file.
Some sort of guardian on file.
That's right. So if you check out a laptop, you have access to the internet then. And we do want parents to okay if their kids can use the internet at the library. So then a parent would have to okay that first. And then we put that on file. Then moving forward, your child could check out a laptop. When we have really good Wi-Fi. So if you already have a laptop or tablet, the library has a strong connection and really...
It is very strong.
Yeah.
And I will comment that there's when we do get nice days, I like to get out and go for a walk down through the Riverside Park. And there's times when I'm down by the pavilion and I can pick up a signal from the library.
Yeah. You can use our new patio, too, that we put in last summer. Yeah. And we also have... we put in power out there, too. So if you need to charge your device while you're
very
on the patio,
nice.
Too.
Very nice. When did the power go in?
I believe in the fall, this last fall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We also have printing. I think I mentioned that before. Printing from those devices. So either from the laptops you check out or from your own phone or device, you can print. We also have a new photocopy. It scans and faxes and copies. And so those services are all available to the public too.
So, so those are available whether you check out a laptop or
Correct.
Not.
Correct.
If somebody needs something faxed, they can bring it in, pay the for the little bit that it is.
That's right.
Something scanned, copied.
That's right.
All those services are provided.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. So then, is that okay if I talk about some of the online services that we
have? I think so.
So the library subscribes to a couple of streaming services. One of them's called Hoopla. That's a newer one. We belong to a statewide consortium of Libby. It's called Libby eBooks. And then also we have a streaming service called Canopy. All three of those, you download the app.
Canopy is.
Yes.
I pay the invoice. I recognize the invoice. I just have never asked what Canopy is.
It's similar to Hoopla. It's all video streaming.
Okay.
And it's mostly, I would say, artsy films, kind of educational indie films.
Okay.
We also, a new service is Hoopla, which is ebooks, graphic novels, magazines are on Hoopla. They also have streaming. They stream TV shows and some films.
So it's good stuff.
Yes.
Because when I say Hoopla, like that's a bunch of hoopla. It's just typically means nothing good. So
no.
You're saying this is actually good stuff. I like that.
It's a lot. We subscribe to Ancestry.com, and so there's a public Ancestry edition, but we subscribe to a library edition that's only available in the library. And so for people who do genealogy research and local history research, family research, Ancestry.com library edition is a really huge resource. We also subscribe to Creative Bug, which is kind of like HGTV and TikTok craft tutorials combined. It's amazing. Any kind of craft you've ever heard of. We subscribe to A to Z Travel, which is kind of like a travel database. You type in the city and it or country and you get exchange rates, weather. I mean,
So no more encyclopedias or maps.
Well, you said you pay the invoices, so you know we still do get encyclopedias. It's a fine line to balance the traditional kinds of services and new services. We still do get National Geographic magazine and subscribe to that, and we still do get World Book encyclopedias. Yes.
But if the service is there and people utilize those services, speaking about the library, is probably going to continue to utilize those services.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. I want to just quick pipe in that if people want to know more about library services or what types of programs we're offering, they should sign up for our e-newsletter. It comes out only once a month, and it's a nice newsletter of all the things we're doing that upcoming month. It comes out the last week or the first couple of days of the month, and it lists everything that we have going on that month.
Quick question on that. How do they sign up for it?
You can come in the library and sign up, or you can sign up online on the library's website.
Okay.
There's across the top is tabs. I think one of the tabs is events. And then when you click on that, you can sign up for the e-newsletter.
For those that are listening that do not know, what is the address for the library website?
hatchpubliclibrary.org.
Outstanding. 92.1 FM. Darren Haw, City Administrator, City of Mauston, in studio with Bridget Christensen, the director of the library at Hatch Public Library. Stay tuned. 92.1, welcome back. Darren Haw, City of Mauston, City Administrator. In studio, Bridget Christensen, Director of Library at the Hatch Public Library. We have talked about a lot of things, and we still have many more things, great things to talk about with the library. Services they provide, items that you have at your disposal. And now we're going to talk about certain rooms they have within the library that you can check out. But before we go there, there's one item that, Bridget, you mentioned earlier about a service that we provide. I'd like to know more about it, and it's Ancestry.
Sure. So Ancestry.com is a database. It's an online database or website, kind of. You go to it. You set up an account. You can search without an account, too. And it has all kinds of census data, ship records. It's for genealogy researchers, really. And that database is available only in the library. So you have to be a library patron and have a library card. You can access that in our heritage room. And the heritage room is a local history room, and we have lots of local history, information, and data in the Heritage Room. So most people are familiar with the Historical Society, the Borman House, and our local Juneau County Historical Society. And we partner with them a lot for lots of programs and research. But our Heritage Room has all of the newspapers on microfilm. So the most people don't know, we used to have a number of newspapers in the area, and we have all of them archived on microfilm so you can access them again. The Juneau County Star Times, we know that's the paper now. I don't know, Darren, were you around when we had the Juneau County Messenger?
I was.
Yeah, okay. We have all the messengers on microfilm.
Before we go to that, I have to ask a quick question. Yeah. What is microfilm?
Okay, it is like a roll. It's probably a 4-inch roll.
Okay.
And of film, and you put it in a machine and crank it. Well, it cranks by itself now. It's computerized. And then the newspapers appear on the screen, on the computer screen for you. So
thank
you
can
that. See, you can go, here's what people use it for, to find marriage notices or death notices or obituaries, or even a few years ago when the fair was celebrating its 100th anniversary or 150th, they'd go back and look at old articles about the fair. Or you could see how much the city budget was in 1910 or something like that.
Well, the city wasn't around in 1910.
Yeah. So microfilm, a lot of them. And actually, over the years, we've acquired other microfilm. We have, okay, Nisida had this newspaper called the Nisida Lumberman.
Okay.
We have that newspaper on microfilm. A lot. We have a lot of local resources that way. The Heritage Room also has collections of obituaries that are all indexed. So if you want, if you know that you have a family member who died in the Mauston area and you know their last name, it's much easier to just look them up in this obituaries index than it is to crank through years and years of microfilm. So obituaries we have indexed, and those we maintain. We keep them up, so even recent death notices.
Okay.
We also have like all the old hammers. Do you know what hammer? The hammers are the local high school yearbooks. We have all those.
What do they call those?
It's called the hammer. I'm not sure why. You should ask the school district.
I just might have to.
They're called the hammers, and we have those going back to the early 1900s. Also, we have old plat books, Sand County books. I think they were called.
So I wonder if plat books are even. I know they're a thing, but they used to be these big books. But I wonder if they're all digital now, or if they still come in
a plat book.
Yeah.
Are you saying that to ask me a question?
No, I'm just commenting that, you know.
Okay, plat books, they're by county, so every county has a plat book, and then in the there's probably 2 pages per township. So you like Summit Township or Germantown Township or the city of Mauston, each of the municipalities in that county has a number of pages, and you can look up the property owners for each of those sections.
So you've got the actual books in the library?
Yes.
Wow.
I think it is digitized. The county has that GIS where you can find it and narrow in on it too. This one is, you know, the paper copy.
Okay.
And then there's just a lot of other local family histories. We've got quite a few histories of families where they have compiled their own family history over the years, and then I guess people call them scrapbooks probably, bound, and then have donated them to the library. Some of that's because it's safer, and then it's more accessible to a lot more people than if you kept it in your under your bed or something.
Okay.
So a lot of family histories we have too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Earlier you talked about the Heritage Room, but below there or on top of that, you also have rooms that are reservable.
We have lots of other rooms that are reservable for community use. So we have a community room, it's called, that seats probably 70 people, between 70 and 100 people.
So this is completely separate from the Heritage Room?
Completely separate. Right. The Heritage Room is not reservable. Anyone can use it whenever the library is open. The community,
that's specific on what we just talked
local
about.
Local history, that's right. The community room and the conference room, and we have study rooms too. But the community room and the conference room are reservable. You can have we have lots of different community groups that meet in there on a regular basis or periodically. But if you want to have a meeting, not at your house, and you need a public space to meet, you can call the library and reserve a time slot for one of those meetings. So for example, the ATV, that ATV
Oh,
group.
the Castle Rock.
Yeah. They meet
Colin,
there.
Something, yeah.
They meet here. 4-H groups, youth soccer, all kinds of different groups that need to have a public space to meet. So, and anyone can
I have to ask a question with that. What's the cost to rent a room?
It's free.
Do you hear that, everybody?
You can't sell anything in the room, so you can't have like a Mary Kay party or something. but if it's a public meeting, it's open to the public, you can use it and it's free of charge.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Public services, giving back to the community, need somewhere to go for a meeting, call the library.
Right. Do it. Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a big community, studying for a test, taking an exam that's
We proctor test
people. There
you
go, proctor test, yes.
You know, most people don't know, but we've got a number of college students in the area or people who are going to school virtually, and a lot of institutions require those students to take their test not at home where they have their cell phone or their textbook with them, and so they can come to the library and we proctor for them. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we also do have study rooms that are available first come, first serve. So those are smaller rooms and they're not reservable, but after school kids can use them for collaboration, or we have a number of maybe counselors that meet clients there just for a short meeting.
Sure. Okay. Bridget, thank you. We still got more. 92.1, stay tuned. 92.1, welcome back, everyone that's been listening in. We've got Bridget Christensen from the Hatch Public Library. She is the director over there. For those that haven't been listening, we have talked about a lot of great services, a lot of great resources that's provided through the Hatch Public Library, and Bridget has been kind enough to sit in studio with us to go over these things, but we are not finished. Bridget, let's talk about upcoming events.
Darren, we have so much going on in the next couple of months. Before I sort of rattle off things, I just want to remind listeners that they can sign up for our e-newsletter and get all of the stuff I'm going to say each month in their inbox. You can follow the library on Facebook or Instagram, and we usually get all of our events on there too. We have a really nice website, or there is a paper newsletter. If you come into the library, you can pick up a regular paper newsletter too. So right now, if you come in the library, we have an incubator with eggs that are getting ready to hatch. You get it?
It took me a second.
Yeah. Okay, they're scheduled. If all goes well, they should hatch in early April. So,
what are they?
Chickens.
I didn't know if they were chickens.
Oh, or like ducks or something.
Ducks or
whatever
chicks.
Else
comes in.
We're hoping
Better
to
not
hatch
be a snake.
No, we're hoping to hatch chickens. So it's fun. You can watch them incubating in the window at the library. So that's exciting and fun. In April, this will be our third or fourth year doing a plant swap, and it keeps growing. So residents, anyone really, even if you don't have a library card, if you divide up your perennials or if you have house plants that you need to trim or divide, then you can bring them to the library or start seeds. Last year, we had a number of people who started seeds and then they just had way too many seedlings. So you can bring them in and give them away. And then on the day of the swap, other people or those same people come in and exchange their plants. So that's fun. Fun. Bulbs. Last year we had people bring bulbs too. Okay, so the plant swap's coming up. We have the chicks. We do have ongoing programs. So every Tuesday morning we have story time, preschool story time. We have book club every month. April 12th and 13th, the local quilting guild, the Katie June Quilters, are having a quilt show in the library. And they are remarkable. You can't believe how creative and artistic and particular these mostly women are. That's amazing. We have the Friends of the Library have a book sale every other month, and so their next book sale is April 13th in the lower level of the library.
So when they do the book sale, what kind of time of day is that typically held?
It's always from 9 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. Okay. 9 to 2, the Friends book sales, every other month, like February, April, June, August.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can count on it.
Anyone's welcome.
Everyone is welcome. Mm-hmm. And reasonable, like a quarter of a book. I think that's reasonable. I think 50 cents maybe
it
is.
I'm not a reader myself. So.
It is a good deal. And the other, there's a number of tables that are free. So they've got a bunch of stuff at the book sale that is free too. So even if it's 50 cents or a quarter or free. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Coming up in early April, we have a program on April Fool's Day called Classic Pranks, Mail-In Pranks with Eric Garzinia. So I'm not exactly sure, but I think it's going to be fun since it's on April Fool's Day. That's at 6 in the evening on the 1st. April 2nd is Juneau County Reads. This is a partnership we have with all the other libraries in the county. There's five of us. And those, we all partnered together to bring this William Kent Krueger. He's a New York Times national best-selling author. He's coming, he'll be at the Elroy Theater. And so over the last few months, members of book clubs throughout the county have been reading his latest book, and then he's going to be in Elroy on the 2nd and talk about it. So that's exciting. We're really excited to have him. On April 4th is Family Story Time. That's an evening program. On April 9th, we have our Tiny Art exhibit. So a couple weeks ago, we had, do you know what Tiny Art is?
I do not. I was going to ask you what Tiny Art. So would you please explain?
Yeah, okay. So we had this program last week. You get this tiny little canvas, and then you paint it or create or do whatever you want artwork on the tiny canvas. And then on April 9th, we'll have them displayed in an art exhibit at the library. And the Friends of the Library are serving refreshments that evening for the art show. And like I said, all of these programs, because this is too much for people to remember or write down, just sign up for our e-newsletter or else follow us on Facebook.
It's all posted there.
Yep, or go to the library's website and you can get information.
It's all up to date, current. You have staff that take care of this.
Yes, that's right. Wonderful staff. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way there's no way we could do all of the stuff we do without our children's librarian, Carissa, and everyone else that works there. Yeah, they're great.
Okay.
We also have, we didn't mention, Darren, that in Riverside Park is the Story Walk. And so we change. So, okay, people have noticed if you walk the sidewalk around Riverside Park are these panels that have a page of a picture book in them every so many yards. And this month it's about chicks. The book is about chicks.
No relation to what's going to be spring, hatching, is it?
Because it's spring.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not monthly. We change it seasonally. So for the spring, it's about chicks. And so that the new Story Walk book is up, so that's fun.
So the library changes those?
We do.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I would have if I would ask, but I never asked.
Every month in the library, we have a scavenger hunt that kids have come to expect and look for. They come in and then Carissa makes this sheet that has like a code kind of, and they have to walk around the library and look for the ways to decode it, and then has a little message. That scavenger hunt is every month. We also have Create It kits every month. People can come in and pick up kits. It's just like a little craft project that's made to go, so you just can stop in and take it. We have lots of grandparents and seniors
and
that
that's provided.
Come in. Yes,
part of having a library card.
Yes, yes, it's part of your tax dollars, hard at work, for wonderful services.
Back.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Our youth is our future.
That's
I like
right.
to think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
What else you got for us? Any more events? That was a lot of events.
That's a lot of events. Make sure you follow us on Facebook or sign up for the e-newsletter. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm sure I'm missing some. I know I'm missing some.
But you know how they could find out if you're missing some?
Mm-hmm.
They could sign up for your e-newsletter or go to Facebook.
Yes.
Or what did you say? You have Instagram?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Bridget Christensen, Hatch Public Library Director, Darren Haw, City Administrator for your City of Mauston. Thank you for tuning in, 92.1 FM. Thank you. And I just want to let the public know, the community, the area around it, that if you have any questions, comments, concerns, we have an open door policy. I want you to stop in. I want you to call, send an email, just to talk to us, see who we are, see what we're about. And if all else, just have a communication or a conversation, that is, and see where it goes from there. We love to help people out, and that's why we're doing this. Bridget Christensen, Director of the Library at Hatch Public Library in the City of Mauston, I want to thank you for being in the studio today. We got a lot of great information. We were very informative, or you were informative, to the community, to the folks that either have used the library or want to use a library and don't know how to utilize a library. It was very informative. Again, want to thank you for stopping in. And I also want to thank the other City of Mauston employees, Police Chief Michael Zilich, City of Mauston Public Works Director Rob Nelson, Sean Dutton, he's our utility superintendent, and Jordan Wilkie, who is our park superintendent. We had a great show, had a lot of good and great information, highlighted a lot of things we have going on throughout the city and how to utilize the resources that we have to provide. Again, just want to say thank you and be good. Darren Haw, City Administrator for your City of Mauston. Thank you for tuning in, 92.1 FM. Thank you.